Washington's GED. Big changes are coming to the test beginning in January. We can expect to see a major overhaul, and it may get more challenging. It's because the new GED will align itself with the Common Core. That's a set of academic standards adopted by Washington State in 2011. What else is changing with the GED? Lou Sager is Washington State's GED administrator. Lou Sager, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
I did not know that that Washington State had a GED administrator. That's because, though this is a kind of a quasi-private test, this is a public issue and a public need.
Yes.
Why is the test changing?
To keep up with, technology and the things that are, that we're studying. Because in last time it changed was in 2002, and at that point in time they took out the old political cartoons. So I mean, it's been trying to catch up with the need of our students for quite a while.
So the new version of the test is expected to be more challenging because we are now aligning with the Common Core. Remind us of what the Common Core is.
The Common Core, several states have adopted the Common Core standards. They're usually looked at as a K through 12. And GED Testing Service has normed the new GED to the Common Core as well as the new Career and College Readiness Standards.
So it's going to have four subjects rather than five: math, science, social studies, reading, and writing. Those are going to be combined. Those are going to be one instead of two separate subjects?
Yes.
And what's the value in doing that and combining them?
In combining them, and it changes the way the test is perceived and the way that the student has to take it. And the older version, or the current version, the reading test was excerpts from plays, books, manuals. It was pretty much just only reading comprehension. The writing had a grammar component and then an essay component. Putting them together, it allows the folks taking the test to actually read two pieces of history, like the "I Have a Dream" speech and another article about the same material, and use those critical thinking skills to decide which one makes a better case and actually write that. So it's more evidence-based writing instead of just an essay on your opinion.
You know, Lou Sager, if I were to take the GED, I think I'd be nervous, afraid that I wouldn't pass. It sounds hard. Is it hard?
If you're not refreshed in some of those things, it could be. Usually everyone kind of balks. It's either math or writing that most people, it's not their strong suit. So they either brush up on writing or they brush up on their math.
This new test is going to be computer only. What happens to folks who don't have computer experience?
They will be able to go through. It's not high tech. It's click and drag. You can use cut and paste. There is a little tutorial that takes folks through that. The current version is also being offered on computer right now. And they automatically, it pops up before they even take the test and walks them through that. So they get a feel for the mouse and moving things around before they get started.
Is the test going to be more or less expensive when it's changed?
Right now it is $30 per subject area, and that will remain the same in 2014 with the new tests. Or we're hoping we're trying to get it through all the little hoops it has to go through for approval.
Changes to the GED. Lou Sager, thanks for talking to us.
You betcha. Thank you.
Lou Sager is the Washington State GED administrator. If you are taking the GED, you have to finish all the portions of the test by the end of the year, or you have to start over again.